Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Actually News for the 15th of April, 2012. I am David McVeigh, and I am joined by Josh Philpott. How are you, Josh?
Yes, you are, Dave. Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. It seems so odd because we missed last week. So we will endeavor to make up for that. It was Easter, people. Leave us alone, all right? I've had people basically saying, what happened? Because we actually finished last week's show with "See you next week." Oops. All right. So this is Film Actually News. This is where we do the film news loud, fast, and under 30 minutes, or your money back. We kind of just have a look at the entertainment news that kind of interests us. Not necessarily all the news, just the fun stuff. And I'm going to start us off, Josh, with a little bit of with a little bit of this. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. Why am I doing this?
Because I know why you're doing this.
You know why I'm doing this?
It's finally come true.
It has finally come true. We may have vaulted the film. We may never be able to use this on the list of five again, but it's coming out on Blu-ray in August. Yay. They've released some stills from it. It looks fantastic. And that, of course, is Jaws. The original. Yes. The original Steven Spielberg classic is finally coming out on Blu-ray. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
You're pretty excited? Say. How excited? On a scale of 1 to 10.
10, 11, 15. Somewhere up there. So I just had to throw that out. Richard actually had that at the Real Bits, and I read it, and I went, all right. I didn't even know. Cool.
It's about freaking time.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same.
No disrespect to the man, but... it's about time.
It's kind of how I felt when Jurassic Park finally got released on Blu-ray. You kind of go, wasn't it already on Blu-ray? it's one of those titles where you just assume it is.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like I'm with Jaws. I mean, it's been on DVD for so long, and it's been beautifully presented on DVD. But then you look at the Blu-ray transfer, and it's so rich, and the colors look so good, and you just go, oh, yeah, I want to see this. I want to put this on my big old plasma screen, and I want to fire up the 5.1, and I want to hear a bit of this. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, coming through the 5.1s, it'll be great stuff.
And we, of course, have guarantees from the man that it's not going to be screwed up in any way.
Not touched. Absolutely. It's coming out as it was. Just cleaned up.
Mm.
Which I am all for cleaning up. That's good. Josh, what is this about Chris Hemsworth?
Well, Chris Hemsworth came out and talked to Slash Film a little bit about the upcoming project of Thor 2.
Ah, yes.
And I'm really curious to see where they go with this. You know, essentially, you want to know kind of like what they want to do with the next Thor film. And I just thought there was a couple of interesting things in there. I mean, you know, we've got Alan Taylor. This has been mentioned before, but just for people that don't know, Alan Taylor is looking like it might be the director for the next one.
I think he's pretty much locked down now, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like 100% now, pretty much. But so we're talking, for people that don't know, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he's one of the Game of Thrones directors, so he's got cred.
He's got cred, and I like the concept that you read along here. It's like it's a more organic feeling to Asgard that they're going for.
I like the fact that there was something I read. I think it's from this article actually, where he said they want to put in more fountains and organic material, so to make it feel more like Norse mythology.
Yeah,
and exactly. I like that. I love that. I think that's a great idea.
And also the fact that it's supposed to be a tough world as well, which I'm very interested to see. I think it's a cool idea. I think what Kenneth brought to it was interesting, and I don't hate him at all. I think he had the toughest job of all.
Yeah,
he
had to create the world. Now let's expand on it.
Exactly, and let's see where you can take it. So yeah,
fantastic. Awesome. All right. So speaking of stars, one of our favorites is Charlton Copley.
That's where you went with that.
Well, I had to find some way to segue. Come on, it's late. Variety is reporting at the moment that Charlton Copley has been offered the villain role for the remake of Old Boy.
I am so in. Just saying.
Now, as we've discussed on this show many times, I still have not seen Old Boy, so I'm not one to weigh in on this. But you have, as a favorite of yours, so this is a good step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting step. Like, look, this. Is every time I look at new information about this project, I start being a little bit more like, okay, fine. I might watch this. And it's getting, no, I really am getting more and more excited, because it's like, you've got, what is it, Mark Protosevich?
Protosevich? Oh, I'm gonna find, I've got to open it up again. I closed it down, actually. The thing that does worry me about this is, of course, Spike Lee.
Yeah, I know, but like you can work around it. Like, there have been directors that have surprised us. Like, I mean, look at Poltergeist. I mean, we all know what Tobe Hooper is capable of.
That's true.
And you know, like, there are there's still people. So you've got him writing the script, but more importantly, you've got my page just froze for a minute there. Josh Brolin set to play the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, because it's Josh Brolin, and two, because he's good at playing down, beaten, you know, gruff-looking people, and that's kind of what we're offing.
Mark Protasevich is the name you were looking for before.
Yeah, that's it.
He's scripted the screenplay. I think it's really interesting that Charlton Copley has actually won the role that was offered to Colin Firth and Clive Owen. This is really going in a different direction.
Yeah, but you know, they need to, man, because the character that we're talking about is pretty, like, his story is pretty hardcore.
Right.
And so they need someone that could play wild a little, you know. And we all know that this man can play wild.
Absolutely. What, we haven't seen him in a while either, have we? He hasn't been in anything since A-Team, I think.
Yeah, well, good for him.
Good for him. I'm glad he's coming back. Cool. Yeah. All right. Red Lights.
Yes, I'm excited about this. Okay. I am. Concept behind this film, there's a trailer kicking around, so feel free to dig it up. It'll also, I assume, be in. Do you put these notes up?
Oh, yes. Every post has all the links in the episode.
Wonderful. Well, check this out, because it looks interesting. You've got Cillian Murphy, who we're fans of.
Absolutely.
He's very cool, and he has a good style to him. He's very interesting, very unique looking.
Just for those who aren't aware, Sunshine, 28 Days Later, and of course he's Scarecrow in Batman Begins.
Exactly. Hmm. Now, you've got him against, and please don't freak out, because I'm going somewhere with this, Robert De Niro, but good Robert De Niro, like creepy Robert De Niro. Like,
okay, cool.
Like the good side of Robert De Niro that's still left, excluding Hide and Seek, which we won't talk about. but essentially, the concept is you've got Cillian Murphy playing a person that goes around defuncting like psychic phenomena and stuff like this. So you've got a very begrudging, very hate-filled person towards the concept.
Right.
You know, he's surrounded by these things, and then you've got a very famous psychic, Robert De Niro, who basically, this guy decides to go headfirst at Robert De Niro's character, and essentially it turns out that this guy may be really psychic, or possibly even more, but either way, totally, totally angry and heavy duty, and I'm just, you watch the trailer and you're like, it could go both ways, but either way, it looks like it's going to be really, really cool.
I feel like I've seen this movie, though.
Yeah, you
just
know what?
Describing that plot, I feel like I've seen it.
But dude, every now and then you get those films where it's like it's more about the two characters, how they can do it, their acting, and what the end product is. And that's what I'm looking at here. It's like, even if it's been done before, like we've seen films like it, I've seen several films that I could put names to that are similar veins of things. Watch the trailer, come back to me after that.
All right, I will. I'll watch the trailer and I'll come back to you on it. Speaking of new film projects, I've got one that just made me go, what the fuck? Can I just say this? Do you remember the Archie comics character turned into a TV sitcom, Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I do.
Deadline this week is reporting that Sabrina the Teenage Witch is going to come back to the cinema screens.
Yeah.
But as a superhero.
Fucking bring it. I don't know what you're going to get out of that film, but I'm hoping that it doesn't have Will Ferrell. And it's not because I hate you, Will Ferrell. It's just because, well, it's not a comedy that I want. I want to see something ass-kicking, man. If we're talking superheroes, man, make her like a fucking witch.
Quick look down this article, basically saying that it's from the Real Steel producers, Don Murphy and Susan Montford. Mark Waters is actually working on the film as well. But he may not be involved in the film because of scheduling conflicts. But it goes on to say that they want to turn this film into a darker tone. They want to actually turn it away from the sitcom of the 1990s, if you remember that one, with Melissa Joan Hart in it. They want to try and make her into... now, we actually have a little thing here. It says here, the tone of the movie will be edgier. They're keeping her... talking Black Cat Salem, who here is a transformed prince, creating a unique love story for Sabrina. The project is a priority for the studio. Apparently they really, really want to get this going.
All right, the second half of that does scare me a little, but the first half about an edgier one kind of... No, you're right. Look, it's possible. I want to see Sabrina the Teenage Witch, directed by Joss Whedon.
I would go to that.
Now, you would go to that, wouldn't
you? I would go to that. Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Look, I just think that Sabrina the Teenage Witch is probably kind of a flawed concept to start with.
Mm.
I think taking Sabrina and turning her into a superhero, so that means you're basically making a superhero out of a witch. So if that's the case, why not go straight to the source and do something like a Santana comic book where she actually is a magician superhero?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they want something. I don't know. Maybe they're banking on the name, Dave.
Maybe. But then the tweens aren't going to like it because it's darker and edgier. Anyway, go figure. I just read that and went, and you know, Sabrina the Teenage Witch movie, no problem. I can see them making that. The series was very big. But then to turn around and say, but in a twist of fate, she's going to be a superhero. It's like, what?
The bit that lost me was that bit in the series where it's like, and we're going to have her having a love story with the cat. I was like, and I'm out.
And I'm out. That's it. I'm done. All right. So tell me about voice acting, Doctor.
Okay. I really respect, and I think it's the gamer more than the film lover in me. I really respect voice acting. And essentially there is an upcoming documentary called I Know That Voice. And it's about voice actors. So essentially, you've got a cast of Billy West, Tom Kennedy, Adriana Romano, John DiMaggio, like everyone you can imagine that's done big name voice acting, Kevin Conroy.
Oh,
and essentially,
really?
These people are basically talking about the craft.
I want to see this.
Yeah, and there's a trailer connected to the post, and you should check it out. Look, it doesn't look like it's going to be full of action or it's going to be super funny, but it looks like it'll be really, really interesting.
That sounds really good. I want to see that. That sounds great. Mm. Right. I know I love good voice acting and good voiceover, and I mean, it's from liking animation, I think. You get to know the voices. So, no, I really want to see that. I'm in. Cool. Do you know what else I'm in for?
What?
Ryan frickin' Johnson's new film.
Fuck yeah. I've been looking for this for 2 years, man.
For those who don't
know. The trailer just slipped out and I was like, excuse me?
For those who don't know.
Ready?
For those who don't know who Ryan Johnson is, he's the man who directed Brick and The Brothers Bloom, which we have reviewed both favorably, but in particular Brick, which is a masterpiece. He's got a new film out, which is a science fiction film. And yes, I've got the trailer right here. So let's have a listen.
Time travel has not yet been invented, but 30 years from now, it will have been. I am one of many specialized assassins in our present called loopers. So when criminal organizations in the future need someone gone, they zap him back to me, and I eliminate the target from the future.
Oh la la.
Loopers are well paid. We live the good life. And the only rule is never let your target escape. Even if your target is you.
It looks awesome.
Yeah. No, look, I can't explain to you how incredibly excited I am.
Now, I've been hearing Ryan Johnson talk about Looper for the last year in particular, because he's guested on the Slash Filmcast a few times talking to those boys, and he talks about Looper and he's kind of cagey about saying anything about it and so forth. And I've been thinking, Ryan Johnson doing a sci-fi, this is going to be a very interesting thing. And to finally see a trailer for this, it looks awesome. I love the simplicity of it. I love how it's the story driving it, not special effects and stuff like that. I think it looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait, quite frankly. It's going to be, I think it's going to be the little film that can.
I literally hope that it's one of those films that people talk about for ages. Like that is literally the way it is in my mind right now, and I really hope that's true. I really do. Anyway,
so from that to what?
Well, look, I was actually hoping you had seen this one, Dave, because I'm just curious about this film. Okay, so Simon Pegg is starting in a film called The Fantastic Fear of Everything, and it's essentially a man who is afraid of everything. Look, you have to just go see the trailer, essentially. But we're huge Simon Pegg supporters, right?
Absolutely. Everything he does.
So far, I hate to use this word because you know that it's going to go wrong, but he just doesn't seem to be able to do wrong. This doesn't necessarily give me that much faith, but I look at it and go, this could be really quirky. This could be really indie in a lot of ways, and I hate using that word, but it could be. And I think everybody should go out and check it out. I'm not even going to go any further than that. I'm just going to say check it out.
I'm going to see if I can embed the trailer on our site as well. We'll see if I want to see this. I'm dying to see this now. So you've got me excited. Cool. I'm excited.
Yeah.
But do you know what I'm not excited about? Short Circuit. I am so not excited about this remake. I gotta tell you, it's driving me crazy. But then I read this article at the LA Times, which basically says, I'm just letting it load up here because I've got to get the words right, because otherwise I may just vomit a little bit in my mouth.
Right.
So, but basically what they're saying in a nutshell is that the Short Circuit remake is going to be made a little bit more, and here's a phrase I really like, relevant to our time.
Because that's never gone wrong.
No, it's never been gone wrong. And so they basically said that they're talking with the people who are making it, and they've said that John Badham's classic comedy told of Johnny, a Cold War weapon who attains a form of consciousness after being caught in a lightning storm. And they're basically saying it was, rollicking good fun and everything else. But for the new version, they're saying the thing that makes it so relevant is that we live in this age of robots, particularly when it comes to war. He's went on to say, by the way, the guy who is writing this is a SpongeBob SquarePants writer. Can I just point this out? Okay. Which I like SpongeBob SquarePants. I just don't know if that's going to translate to Short Circuit. He says that we have drones that do our fighting for us, do all these jobs men and women don't want to do, and that's what makes this thing so interesting. Things like this moment in the story when Johnny realizes he's going to be disassembled and contemplates death and whether it's right to terminate. And you read that and you go, fine, that sounds like Short Circuit. Sounds great. And then you read the part at the bottom that says, the new version will recast the Sheedy role as a teenager or preteen. It says, we're going for the family-friendly angle. And all I could think was, lost me right there, dude.
Yeah.
Because the thing that I love about Short Circuit is that even though it is a fun family film, it's a fun comedy, it's got an edge. And you look at it and you go, everything about it's got an edge. I mean, that was the beautiful thing about those sort of films. We didn't talk down. That's the era of E.T. It's the era where we actually made family films where we weren't afraid to treat the children a little bit more grown up than they are.
Yeah.
What happens nowadays is we make kids' films and we say, oh, we have to talk down to the kids.
It's just one of those films. It's fallen to the background. It's like Battleship before it came out.
Problem is it's being pushed to the forefront. That's the problem that worries me. I'm hoping it goes away, is what I'm hoping.
I think we'll end up with another Herbie.
Don't do that to me. All right. Well, that's the news, guys. We're going to go out with one quick clip, though. There was one more thing that came out this week that really kind of excited me. If you've been following the Avengers trailers, and there have been a lot of them over the last couple of weeks, they're all TV spots, and they're actually getting really cool. There was actually a couple of clips released as well. One clip is actually a scene of Black Widow kicking ass in a fantastic scene, because she's actually talking on the phone while doing it. And it's very funny and really well done. But then they also released this clip just a couple of days ago, and I'm going to play this one for us really quickly. This is Tony Stark talking to Loki, which is actually part of one of the clips. This is the actual scene. So let's have a listen to this and we'll come back.
What have I to fear?
The Avengers. That's what we call ourselves. Sort of like a team. Earth's mightiest heroes type thing.
Yes. I've met them.
Yeah. Takes us a while to get any traction, I'll give you that one. But let's do a head count here. Your brother, the demigod. A super soldier, a living legend who kind of lives up to the legend. A man with breathtaking anger management issues. A couple of master assassins, and you, big fella. You've managed to piss off every single one of them.
That was the plan.
Not a great plan. When they come, and they will, they'll come for you.
I have an army.
We have a Hulk.
Oh, I thought the Beast had won it off.
You're missing the point. There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. Maybe your army comes, and maybe it's too much for us, but it's all on you. Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
All right.
Snap.
Snap. I love Tom Hiddleston. Did I tell you I met him? I can't wait for the Avengers. It's not far off now. It really isn't far off now. Actually, going over my magical list of films, it's only like 3 weeks away, isn't it? Or something like that.
It's about right, yeah.
Yeah, it's about... Here we go. It's... what are we doing? Next week. Oh, God, it's next week, Josh.
Is it? Jesus, I'm not ready for that.
Wow.
Actually, what am I saying? I've watched all the Marvel films like last week. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this.
We've got a couple more to watch, don't we? We got to catch up. All right. No, that's fantastic. All right. So, yeah. So, next week's film on Film Actually will be The Avengers. If that list is absolutely crazy. Is that list right? 25th. It's the 25th. That's next week. Oh, crap. Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
No, it's the week after next, dude.
Is it the week after next?
It is the week after
I'm
next.
All confused. I'm all turned around. Give me a
we
second.
Should go. We should just go while we're not making fools of ourselves.
I think, no, wait a minute. Let's get out of here. Josh, thank you very much for joining me for the news. That's the news. Josh, where can people find out more about you on the internet?
RawDLC.com is a gaming website. You should go and check it out. It is awesome. It is full of gamingness and awesomeness and all sorts of things coming very soon.
Fantastic. You can find out more about me, of course, by going to geekactually.com. All of the links for everything I do is there. And we usually have a third person on this show, Richard, who is gallivanting all around Europe right now. I haven't told you I hate him lately. I want to be over there in Europe. Anyway, you can find him at therealbits.com. That's, of course, Richard Gray. And he's still posting. That's one thing I get about Richard. He's a machine. He's on holidays and he's still putting up daily posts. So good for him. Good for him. He can't bother to get a Skype connection and call into us, but you know.
Oh, come on, let him have a holiday, man.
All right, Richard, we love you. You know that. All right, we got to get ourselves out of here. Josh, I'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
Talk to you later, dude.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.